Das Chazar sich nicht mehr zu schlagen, wenn Yehuda mir sagt, dass Chesubas darf pay Aleph, sagt, fragt die Gemara. Who is responsible to bury a Shemeres Yavim who died? Is it the Yorshim of the husband because they inherit her Chesubah? Or is it the Yorshim of the father because they inherit her Maluk properties? Rav Amram said, Abayi says, when a Shemeres Yavim dies, the Yorshim who inherit her Chesubah are obligated to bury her. Abayi said, we learned this in the Mishnah as well, which says that the orphans are not obligated to bury the widow, but the Yorshim who inherit the Chesubah are. The only widow who has two sets of Yorshim is a Shemeres Yavim. The Mishnah says that the Yavim is the one who has to bury her. Rava asked, why can't the Yavim say, I'm inheriting the Ksuba from my brother, not his wife, and as such, I don't have an obligation to bury her? So Abaye said, could we tell him, if you're considered to be inheriting your brother, you must fulfill his obligation to bury his wife. If you don't bury his wife, you have to pay her Ksuba. Fetekmar Rava said, I meant to ask that the Yavim should say, I have no obligation to pay the Ksuba because she died during my lifetime as I was waiting to do Yibum, and a Ksuba payment is not paid during the life of the husband. Abaye said, Beshamai is the Shita that says that we darshan the language of the Ksuba to say that it's not payable during the life of the Yavam. And Beishamai is also the view that says that a debt awaiting collection is considered ready to be collected. This means that they would hold that the Yavam is inheriting from the Yavama. If so, he has an obligation to bury her. How could Abaye say that if he does not bury her, he should have to pay the ksuba? She's not entitled to her ksuba until she's allowed to marry others. Rashi said the Yavam is considered to be achirim, others, for this purpose. Frek the Gemara, Rav Yest Abaya, Abraisa says that Sumcha says that if a Yavam wants to free up and sell the assets of his brother, he should divorce her and remarry her so that the other assets are no longer pledged for a ksuba. Now, if the ksuba can be collected during the Yavam's lifetime, why can't he just designate assets in the amount of her ksuba and free up the remaining assets? Abaya said, our Mishnah says that a Yavam may not designate a particular asset for the Yavama's ksuba. Why can't he designate one asset and free up the rest? It must be that a ksuba is not payable while the Yavam is alive. Rava said it may be that the Mishnah is giving good advice to prevent the possibility of having to write a new ksuba, but it doesn't mean that that's the way it has to be. The Gemara says it once happened that a Yavama fell to more than one brother. The younger brother sought to give her a get and thereby prevent the older brother from doing Yibam. The older brother asked him, why do you want to do so? To make sure that you share in the brother's estate? I'll share with you the estate. Rabbi Yosef said, since the Yavam may not sell his brother's estate because it's pledged to Ksuba, this deal that he made with the younger brother is not a valid deal. Abaye said, we find that the Rabbanan allowed transaction to be valid b'dieved even though they were not allowed to l'chatchila. Here too, it may be that it will be valid b'dieved. The Gemara brings other Amoraim, some who followed Rabbi Yosef and others who followed Abaye.